here's the official pivot to the Brian the Cashman segment. Before you throw it out, check it out. We've said it a billion times. Now it's time to bring it in. Cash it in. And I'm inviting you to join me at the Cashman's Cash Bash Saturday morning. It's this October, this Saturday morning. It's October the 18th, you know, 2 days from now. It's from 10 to noon. Prime running your errands hours. And it's at Americash Jewelry and Coin in Westmont. Where in Westmont? 16 West Ogden, just west of Cass. We will bring the bagels. Not me. Karen's going to bring the bagels. You bring the gold, the silver, the coins. Don't forget the jewelry, the watches, the chains that you think are worthless. Trust me, there's a really great chance they're going to be worth more than you think. Gold prices at record highs. Perfect time to see what those valuables are worth. Brian the Cashman offering decades of trusted experience, fair appraisals, top payouts. Make that quick cash that you can stash for when you need it. Don't miss out. It's the Cash Bash, Saturday, 10 to noon. Americash, 16 West Ogden and Westmont. Go to WGNradio.com/events. It's going to be fun, Brian.
It's going to be a blast, John. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, now the phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. What is your stuff worth? Maybe it's some old things you have. You're just curious if anyone maybe want them. We'll see. Okay, 847, if you have a gold van with a diamond in it, I don't know what that means.
I think they meant maybe a gold ring.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little typo.
Is it a good idea to remove the diamonds and sell them just the gold, or do you buy the whole thing and give us a price for the diamonds as well?
We buy it all.
So
we buy it all.
Okay.
We buy diamonds. We buy, you know, quality emeralds and rubies and sapphires. I buy it all.
So what if they said, I want the diamonds removed?
I will happily hand them right back to you.
Okay. So you can. It's up to you.
And then, in fact, you know, being a full-service jeweler, we can turn those diamonds into a new piece of jewelry, if you like.
Whoa. So let's say someone brings in a different piece of jewelry. They want the diamonds on that piece of jewelry. Or do you make it from scratch?
We can make it from scratch, or we can, you know, there's many. We can make it. Whatever it is you want, we can do it.
847, come to the Cash Bash. It's going to be fun. 815, what do you think a 1980 gold class ring might be worth? When they make class rings, are those actually gold?
Yes. Yes and no. So they are made out of a multitude of different metals. Majority of them seem to be made out of 10 karat gold.
Okay. What does that mean?
So that basically translates. So 10 parts gold out of 24.
Okay.
So 14 parts of the metal is something else. Roughly 41% of it is actually gold.
And then does it translate along if it was blank an ounce, now it's 41% of what blank an ounce would be?
Right.
If it were 24 karat gold?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Correct. But, of course, that is not in a known form. It's something we would have to refine and extract, you know.
So there's a cost to all that.
Oh, there always is a cost. But, you know, and again, it doesn't specify if it's a men's or a ladies', you know, ring. That of course, is going to be drastically different in price. But,
why?
Well, because the ladies' rings are usually smaller.
Oh, that's it. It's just how heavy they are.
Sheer size and weight. But, you know, many, many class rings that we've been buying, you know, have gotten to the tune of, you know, well over $1,000.
Okay. So, I was going to say, you've had a couple.
It's shocking. It really is. You start weighing some of these things, and you're just like, wow, it adds up fast.
Look, I liked high school. I had a lot of fun. I did not get a class ring. If I had a class ring from Downers Grove South, again, loved it, and you told me I was going to get $1,000 for it, I would have been in your store 3 weeks ago.
Gone.
Yeah, bye. I'll keep my Letterman jacket as my prized possession. You can have my class ring. Some people may disagree with me there. 630 sent a picture of some cash and a coin with a lady's face on it from 1885. What am I looking at here?
You're looking at a $10 Liberty gold coin.
Ooh.
And they have two large notes, a 1 and a 5. The 1 appears to be from 1923, and I'm going to assume the 5 is from about 1918.
When you say large, these are larger than the average dollar.
If you see it compared to the single on the top.
They're bigger.
Those are definitely larger.
Was it because they didn't want people to have to put their cheaters on to read the money? Why is money bigger all of a sudden?
Well, not all of a sudden. You remember, it was reduced in size.
Oh, okay.
It came from a larger size, and they made it smaller.
Okay, so it was just bigger before.
They reduced the size for, you know, cost-cutting and manufacturing and ease of, you know, use.
Okay, so the dollar bills, the ones that are bigger, worth anything?
Absolutely. So, you know, this grouping here is at least, you know, in the neighborhood of about $2,000.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because is it the gold that's carrying it?
The gold is definitely carrying it. The other notes, you know, from what I can see, because obviously the image is pretty small for me, but is, you know, are well circulated.
Okay.
Well circulated.
So still get you something, yeah, but it's absolutely the gold coin the
top,
that's really
the top
doing
note's kind of interesting because it's actually a North Africa note.
Oh, but yeah, it's a U.S. dollar.
It is.
So we so explain
those
that.
Those were used during World War II.
Oh,
in North Africa. And that's where the U.S., well, not just that, but they used to circulate U.S. currency in the, throughout those that region.
That's awesome.
And they put that note in play just in case they were overrun by the enemy. They can instantly null and void that currency.
Did you see Iridian making this image as big as she could on the page while we were talking? Look at that. Tell you what, you can look deeper at this. Phone lines are open, people. 312-981-7200. Find out how much your stuff might be worth, and then come to the Cash Bash right here on Your Money Matters. But we got Brian, the cash man, right now. And let's go to James immediately on WGN. James, you go to the front of the line because you have what?
I've got some silver coins, some gold, mainly all silver. Between about 15 and 25 pounds of coins, some of it going back to the 1800s, silver dollars, half dollars, dimes, quarters.
James, you're in the 630. Where do you live?
Naperville.
Oh, come
James,
on down.
Dude, get on Ogden Avenue on Saturday morning, head east, and before you get to Cass, take a left into Brian the Cashman's store. Or come at any other time, but I want to meet you, James, in this bucket of coins. No.
I have it on my calendar, but unfortunately I can't this weekend just because a neighbor of mine passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to go to their service on Saturday. No, that's fine. But I will come. I was planning on coming, but then they did their service on
Saturday. Yeah, no, that's fine. No, you can come at any time. Brian, talk through that. I mean, you're going to weigh it differently, but you're also going to look through all these coins in case one has a novelty value of some kind.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we will go through, we'll review everything. You know, for a potential, you know, key date or better coin that we could pay you more for, it'd be our, you know, we do that literally. I did this three times today with same similar quantities. So by all means, when you have the opportunity to bring those items in, I'll be more than happy to spend my time with you.
So like a pound of gold is like $600 some right now.
Pound of
silver, excuse me. Pound of silver.
Are you utilizing the system of Troy or the Avoir Dupois?
I don't know what you said, but I'm looking at the system of Troy. Is that the wrong one?
No, well, yeah, because you'd want to use Troy ounces, you know, Troy ounces. But, you know, coins work differently.
Okay.
Because they're 90% silver.
Something else. Or they're 90% silver. The old ones.
And 10% copper, correct.
So it has to be done. But, I mean, 15 to 25 pounds is not... You're walking away with $100.
Oh, good gosh, no. It's
you're walking away with thousands
yes.
of dollars.
Yes.
Okay, James, I know you can't come Saturday. Sorry for your loss, but hopefully you'll see Brian soon.
Yeah. All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
All right. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you see him with his bucket of coins.
I love it. I love it every time because, you know, especially when we get lucky and we're able to find or see something in there that we know, you know, we could pay him more for it. They're just like, what? You know, this is the reaction. Yeah. It's amazing.
815, I got a signed REM worn t-shirt worn at the VMAs by Michael Stipe for during the Losing My Religion time.
That, you know what? If should be able to have a what is known as a proof for actually being worn.
Okay.
So that is something right out of the gate that's going to just, you know, jump the value and make that, you know, quite desirable. But, you know, the signed and worn musical items are definitely have a huge following.
There's a market for that?
Oh, absolutely. We do buy quite a bit.
A couple $100 maybe? I mean, I'm just taking a stab at it.
Something like that, you know, potentially much higher.
Really?
As long as it can be proven that it was worn at the VMAs
by that person,
yeah.
And it's signed by that person.
Yes.
That's like a trifecta of
correct.
Like,
that's what you want. But even so, you know, old concert t-shirts from, you know, key bands in, you know, good condition.
Signed?
Signed or not signed even have some value.
Even an old concert t-shirt that wasn't worn by the band members?
That's correct, yeah.
There's a collectible value to
thing. If you had an original Nirvana concert t-shirt today, you're looking at thousands of dollars.
Even if it was just you that wore it?
That's correct.
That's cool. What about a 1965 Gerard Perregaux? What am I saying?
Gerard Perregaux.
Okay, I was pretty close. Ladies watch, 18 karat gold, purchased for $100 in Switzerland. Any guesses what that might be worth today?
You'd be able to add a zero or two onto that price, depending on which model and what condition it's in. And
multiple thousands of dollars.
It could be, yeah.
630. Absolutely. That's the area code that we are in, Brian, out in the Western Burbs. So I know you're close, 630, with that watch, the Girard Perregaux. I want to see it.
Perregaux.
I want to see it. I don't care. I want to see it. Does your watch guy do written appraisals? The 815 wants to know.
So the watch guy, I do appraisals.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We do appraisals. So our watch gentleman repairs watches and fixes them. And
but you do the appraisals.
I do the appraisals.
Yeah. One-stop shop.
That's right.
Silver-plated silverware. Worth anything?
So it is worth something.
But not all that much.
Not a ton. But you get something out of it, for sure.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're just out of time. The Cash Man's Cash Bash. This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Next day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, John.
10 a.m. to noon. We're bringing the bagels. I want to see people there. Brian's got too big of a head from all of you going in there saying how much you love him and his show. It's my show. Brian is a guest. So come on in and meet me, too, I guess. I'll just stand in the back and wave. Brian, you're the real star. No, but you do great work. And it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
Oh, it'll be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it.
And Karen's bringing bagels. The best thing that could ever happen is Karen, our wonderful sales rep, has to go on and get more bagels.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you get the first round of bagels, they're gone. Make her work. Let's get her some more bagels, and let's pack the place. I'll see you Saturday, Brian.